Ohio residents are still dealing with the aftermath of the toxic train derailment. A clinic will be opening in the area as health worries linger. National correspondent Logan Raddick live now in East Palestine, Ohio this morning. Good morning, Logan. What are you hearing from residents there? You're on the ground.
Well, Lydia, the government wants the residents of East Palestine to trust them, but that's just not the case at this point in time. And it's not a partisan issue because these residents are very skeptical of what the federal government is saying, but also what the state government and Governor Mike DeWine are saying. They're saying that the water is safe, their air is safe, and that if you've evacuated, it's safe to come back to town, which people are doing. This town is back up and running, even though they're still cleaning up that derailment. But we've spoken with people on the ground here in East Palestine, and they are expressing their hesitation as to whether or not their village is safe.
We were told the whole entire time that we did not have to leave, when in all reality, this whole entire town should have left. It was not safe for anybody.
I have some safety concerns, long-term concerns. I do think it would be prudent to make sure that enough agencies work together.
We didn't have any type of what you should do, guidelines to keep you as safe as you can be. I feel like if it would have happened somewhere else, it probably would have been different.
And HEPACO is the company that is currently cleaning up the water supply here in East Palestine. They are currently working on Sulphur Run and Leslie Run, two of the key creeks in this village. Also, the EPA is on the ground, and the U.S. Coast Guard is testing the quality of the air in East Palestine. But we've heard from residents saying, again, they don't think that the federal government has given them enough attention. Number one, with the FEMA declaration coming 2 weeks after the derailment. And also, there's no key figures on the ground here. No Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. We've mentioned that President Biden currently in Ukraine. He has not visited East Palestine. But again, we do know that on Wednesday, former President Donald Trump will be making his way here to East Palestine. He's going to be trying to raise awareness for the situation that these residents are dealing with. And they're still handing out free water bottles here in town. There are signs that say H2O. So again, this village is coming back together, but residents remain skeptical of the government's response and assurances that all is well here in East Palestine.
Right. It's a small village of about 4,700 people, and they feel they've been forgotten. Just real quick, Logan, what is their reaction to President Biden going overseas, making that surprise trip to Ukraine? And still, it's been 2 weeks and no Pete Buttigieg, as you mentioned, no Biden coming there.
Well, they weren't necessarily knocking the president for going to Ukraine, but they said, why did he go to Ukraine before coming to East Palestine? Again, that's what people want to know here. We know the EPA administrator, Michael Regan, he's been on the ground here in East Palestine. But as you mentioned, Lydia, still no President Biden, still no Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. And that is something that residents are very upset about, considering the fact that they have jurisdiction over those railroads, and they have not been on the ground here to support these people.
Well, thank you so much, Logan Raddick. Stay safe out there. Thank